It's 66 days to the presidential and parliamentary elections. Hello, good afternoon. This is the Midday News. The news is live on Joy 99.7 FM in Accra, Love 99.5 in Kumasi, and on myjoyonline.com. We are also live in all 60 regions of Ghana on X Spaces and on Facebook. The Midday News is supported by Petrosol Platinum Energy, energizing dreams. Coming up, countdown to the nationwide strike by organized labor against illegal mining, a move that could cripple the economy. Leadership insists their motivation is not political, but driven by a genuine commitment to saving the environment.
This is a nationwide, this is a nation issue. It's affecting everybody in this country, and we should stop politicizing this issue.
We'll hear from the independent presidential candidate Alan Tremating, who has a more radical approach.
On any form of mining in river bodies and forest reserves, that is a complete ban with an associated sanctions regime, including life imprisonment.
We'll also hear the perspective of a former chief of staff and the attorney general who is urging speedy trial of illegal mining cases. Also in this bulletin, attorney general condemns what he describes as irresponsible demonstrations while urging the police to expedite the release of innocent individuals detained in connection with the Democracy Hub protests.
I urge the police service to swiftly conclude investigations by the next agenda date to the cases involving the prosecution of SSS for recent protests in Accra, so as to exclude by that date all those against whom sufficient evidence cannot be found to proceed further.
Also, High Court Judge Jen's bail application for arrested Stop Gilamse demonstrations to October 7, a day before they are due to reappear at the Circuit Court. We have details from the court proceedings that was held online. And the NDC eases its demands for a forensic audit of the voter register, but is now intensifying pressure on the Electoral Commission to conduct an audit of its IT systems following yesterday's IPAC meeting.
The IT group to go into the software to see the extent of the vulnerability.
We have details as the CDD says the call to audit the EC's IT system is a fair demand. And in sports,
Accra Sports Stadium will serve as Ghana's home ground against Sudan in the 2025 AFCON qualifier following CAF's approval.
And in our climate focus series today, we'll tell you how Ghana is losing about 10% of its indigenous tree species due to deforestation. Details with this, of these and more with me, Hannah Odami. This is Joy News, independent, fearless, and credible journalism. Thanks for joining us. Now, organized labor is counting down to the October 10 deadline to strike in protest against illegal mining that could potentially cripple the economy. At an emergency meeting on Tuesday, October 1, organized labor expressed frustration with government's inaction, having set a September deadline for decisive measures to be taken against Gilamse, which they argue is devastating the environment as well as livelihoods of many Ghanaians. Secretary General of the Trades Union Congress, Joshua Ansah, tells Joy News the president and the Albert Kandapa committee set up to deal with the menace have been unresponsive to labor demands.
When we sent our petition to the president, in our petition, demanding three terms from the president to be done. First, you should declare state of emergency. Second is to draw the revoke the LI 2422 and also ensure that the police and the army is deployed in the forest areas and the river bodies, so the illegal activity going on around this very important areas in our economy. On the topic, when we met, the Ministerial Committee actually reached us and they told us that we should give them a week for them to do further consultation with other societies, civil societies, and all the guests who have also complained or raised concerns about the guarantee marriage. We were waiting for something from the President and from the Ministerial Committee, which never came. So yesterday we met, and our decision is that if by 10th of October, government doesn't do anything positive about our demands, definitely you are back on the face.
So that was Joshua Ansah. He is Secretary General of the TUC. What options are available to government as it tries to navigate through the fine lines of meeting the demands of organized labor, incurring the wrath of illegal miners, and a potential implication for its chances in the elections? Well, former Chief of Staff in the Kufu administration, Kojo Mpienim, joins us on the line for some perspectives on that. Thank you so much for your time on the Midday News. Now, what should government do? What should it be? Its approach, yield to the demands by the organized labor and incur the wrath of the beneficiaries of illegal mining and its impact on the elections or otherwise?
I don't understand what you say. To incur the wrath of what, illegal miners?
No, sir.
What should government do to incur the wrath?
No. What should government's approach be as we speak now with regards to yielding the demands by organized labor or incurring the wrath of the beneficiaries of illegal mining?
Who are the beneficiaries?
Those who benefit from illegal mining, sir.
That's an interesting question. Anyway, I believe that it should be what they refer to as Georgia. You know, this is a national concern. It's something which affects almost everybody in the country. And therefore, both organized labor and government should sit to find out what is the way forward. You see, assuming organized labor go on strike and government does not take any action, what happens at the end? So I think they should go with some demands, sit with government, and give their proposals to government as the way forward. If government refuses to do anything about them, then if you tell them that they are going to a strike, I may even want to support you, because they put down concrete proposals as the best way to handle the problems facing it, and government is unconcerned about that. At that stage, if you want to go on strike, maybe I will join you to go on strike. And I will plead that this is a very national sort of existential sort of problem for all of us. So organized labor, you must be concerned, as everybody is concerned. So take your proposals to your government. We believe this is the way to go. If government refuses to listen to you or something, then let's know, and then we'll find a way forward. But strike, I don't think initially going on strike is the best way out of this problem we have.
But then would you say then that because of the political consequences that may arise as a result of this particular issue, you know, the president hasn't said anything about it. He said previously that they lost seats, the MPP government lost seats as a result of their response to illegal mining. Would you say that that's why they have not approached it in the way that organized labor is asking them to?
You see, governments will always lose seats. I've been in politics. And if you want to prove to me that you lost seats because of that, then maybe my advice would be that find a way out of this of the situation. Let the people, let you are governing the whole nation, you know, and losing seats may not be the best, it may not be the as important as saving the lives of the people. You know, you may win the seat, but at the end there will be no people to serve. So what will be the purpose of winning the seat? So the most important thing is find a solution to the problem. And forget about the partisanship of losing seats. Actually, if you take the whole country, where these illegal mining is going, how many seats did the government lose?
Mr. Mpienim, as a former chief of staff, how would you have advised that this particular fight is approached?
I believe the government should invite everybody. Forget about the partisan people bringing a partisanship into this.
That's where organized labor says that government has been silent on. So do you think the government has shown enough leadership in addressing their concerns?
I don't know their concern. I don't know what they send to government as I speak with you. if they have really sent real proposals to the government and government is being unconcerned, then they may be right in saying government is so much unconcerned to what is going on around us that let's show government, let's put our tools down to let the government know that we are very much concerned. I don't know what if they have sent anything to government and if they have what they have sent to government.
Right, thank you very much for your time on the Midday News. And you heard there the former chief of staff in the Kufuor administration, Kojo Impienim. Well, my colleague Blaise Suga is at a conference of judges and magistrates where the Attorney General Godfred Yeboah-Dammeh has been urging the speedy trial of alleged and illegal mining cases. Blaise Suga, what is the AG saying and what is he asking the courts to do?
The AG believes that these are some outstanding cases. Since we have a national crisis, is of the opinion that the Chief Justice would have to ask the judges and magistrates working in the various courts across the country to expedite the hearing of cases regarding illegal mining and do same by, you know, completing all the processes and giving judgments within a period of a month.
Pending in courts in the Western, Eastern, Ashanti, Greater Accra and Upper East regions of Ghana. Some have been pending since 2020. This situation, in all respect, cannot be right. We are in urgent national crisis, and all citizens and institutions with any form of role to play must be called upon to act. Your leadership, I therefore respectfully call on you to direct all judges sitting on Galamse cases to conclude the cases, the hearing of which has started within 1 month from the commencement of the legal year on 10th October 2024. Reasonably, it can be done. But of course, it's always subject to discretion of the courts. And the judges are in control of the courtrooms. Indeed, if most of these cases are completed within a month, it will go a long way in delivering justice for the heinous harm caused to the people by the devastating acts. Politicians must also desist from encouraging Galamsey through their rhetoric and actions. Those who preach amnesty for Galamsey offenders must be rejected. There should be no place for the grant of amnesty for such crimes in our body politics, as the lives of citizens and future of our nation are at risk.
Well, Independence presidential candidate Alan Chemateng has been wading in on this matter. At an IEA encounter, he proposed stiffer punishments for culprits of illegal mining.
The introduction of new legislation and regulations that will impose a complete ban on any form of mining in river bodies and forest reserves. That is a complete ban. Now, again, with an associated sanctions regime, including life imprisonment for the violation of these new laws. Ghanaians, you need to get to a point where when you punish them, they'll feel the impact of the punishment. If it's just a question of 10 years in jail, the amount of money that they may be getting from Galamse, it will not be an enough deterrence.
You heard the Independence presidential candidate Alan Chemateng. Two other stories. An Attorney General Godfred Yeboah-Dammeh has called on the police to expedite investigations into the 54 Democracy Hub demonstrators in custody, urging the release of those without significant evidence of wrongdoing. He also advised state prosecutors not to oppose bail applications when the case is heard on October 8th. Mr. Dammeh made these remarks during an ongoing magistrates and judges conference in Accra.
Whilst acknowledging the legitimacy of concerns which motivate some protests, the state must deplore and, in fact, prosecute acts of protesters which threaten the running of essential services, infringe on the right to free movement of others, or attack the safety of security forces because such acts endanger the entire society and have a real tendency to destroy the peace of the nation ahead of the upcoming elections. I can therefore understand it when the judiciary supports the work of law enforcement officers by dealing firmly in accordance with law. All acts of violence and lawlessness, especially as we go into election 2024. We cannot take the progress Ghana has made in establishing democracy as a way of life for granted.
In a related development, a High Court judge has adjourned the hearing of a bill application submitted by the lawyers for some of the Stop Galamsey demonstrators to October 7th, just a day before many of the protesters are scheduled to reappear in court after they were remanded for 2 weeks. The decision came after a legal team member defending the demonstrators requested a one-hour recess to prepare and submit additional documents demanded by the AG to support their arguments for bail. My colleague Kenneth Jesse monitored the proceedings, which was held online, and joins us in the studio with more. Tell us all of that, what happened.
So this application was initially heard on Monday, during which the Attorney General's Department requested additional time to study and respond. Now, the court granted the Attorney General's Department until this morning to respond. In their response, the AG's department argued that the bail application should have included at least the charge sheet and the circuit court proceedings that had previously denied them bail. Now, counsel for the protesters counted that the AG's department already had the charge sheet as they filed the charges. However, the AG's department contended that the circuit court's proceedings and ruling were not in their domain. So counsel for the protesters requested a brief adjournment of 1 hour to retrieve and attach the necessary documents, but this request was denied. The court ultimately sided with the state's arguments and adjourned the proceedings to the original date of October 7th. Notably, this date falls 1 day before the expiration of the remand order, after which the protesters are due to return in court.
Now, we also know that some Ghanaians have received clearance by the police to demonstrate for the release of those who are arrested and also against Galamsey. What's contained in the press statement by this group?
Now, the group says the police have assured them their full cooperation and have tasked them to ensure the protesters comply with the Public Order and Safety Act. Now, this demonstration, according to the group, will take place from tomorrow, October 3rd, to Saturday, October 5th.
Thank you very much, Kenneth JC, a member of our Legal Affairs Desk, to our election headquarters.
Election Headquarters is brought to you by Petrosol Platinum Energy, Energizing Dreams, the Chartered Institute of Management Accountants, CIMA, and the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants, AICPA, together as the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants, German Ozone Medical Center, Alternative Therapy, Dental, Wellness and Beauty, Chopbox Technologies, a convenient service, and Youth Bridge Foundation, bridging the gap for positive youth development.
The opposition NDC has softened its demand for a forensic voter register audit. It follows the EC insisting at Tuesday's IPAC meeting that most of the challenges identified by the NDC had been resolved. The party's functional executive committee says it has accepted the EC's promise to release a provisional voters register for them to further scrutinize. The party is now insisting the EC's entire audit system must be subjected to scrutiny. So, member of our political affairs desk, Kweku Asante is in the studio with me. Kweku, tell us, the party has a statement about this deliberation at FEC, but what form should this audit of the IT system actually take?
Well, so following this FEC meeting yesterday, the NDC put out a statement signed by Fifi Fiavi Kweti, General Secretary, where it says, with this background, the FEC has deliberated and decided to accept the EC's promise to release to political parties the corrected, updated version of the 2024 Provisional Voters Register. The FEC welcomed the decision of the Electoral Commission to re-exhibit the updated register. And the NDC demands a multi-stakeholder inter-party examination of the IT system. Rashid Tanko Computer of the IT Department of the NDC has been explaining what exactly they are demanding.
To go into the software, to see the external the vulnerability,
because
how they can
close that. Any organization will say you may raise vulnerability questions, further vulnerability questions, of giving access to external people to a software like that. It's a very sensitive matter.
No, I don't think it's a sensitive matter, because when he was talking about it, in terms of people getting access to the login credentials and then get into the access into the data and start manipulating it.
Meanwhile, the Ghana Center for Democratic Development, CDD, is backing this call by the NDC, describing it as a fair demand. Dr. Kojo Pumpuni Asante is Director of Advocacy and Policy Engagement at CDD. He's spoken PM Express.
To do a vulnerability.
So you think that latest demand is a fair one?
Yeah, I think it's a fair one, because assurances have to be given. It's not enough to say that, yes, we've sorted it out. I think that it has to be demonstrated.
Now, President Akufo-Addo is expected to soon touch down in the Upper West Regional Capital Wa for a stakeholder engagement as part of his campaign tour of the Upper West and the Upper East regions. The president, who started his tour yesterday, is expected to meet the clergy, Muslim clerics, chiefs and heads of security agencies there. Upper West Regional Correspondent Rafiq Salam is there and joins us live. Now, Rafiq, has the president touched down and what is the atmosphere as we speak?
The atmosphere at the Ubeta new auditorium is that of a frenzy. It was a fully packed with paramount chiefs and also leadership from the clergy and then religious leaders. They are right here and then they are currently being spoken to by President Akufo-Addo.
What has the president been saying so far?
The president said that 3 months for him to hand over power, he wants to use that opportunity to thank the people of the Upper West region and the people of Ghana for that opportunity giving him. He said it's an honor giving him to be the president of this land, and so he wants to thank them. The second thing that the president talked about is something about the achievement of the Akufo-Addo administration in terms of education, health, economy, and also in terms of roads. And he's saying that at least where he has currently taken the country to is far better than where he met it. And then he's also talking the achievement of the three senior high school and also the quality of education.
That was Upper West Regional Correspondent Rafiq Salam with updates of the president's tour there. Meanwhile, the NDC presidential candidate John Dramani Mahama has taken his campaign to the Northeast region, the home region of MPP presidential candidate Dr. Bawumia. My colleague Maxwell Agbagba is with him and joins us now for more details. Maxwell, what has Mahama been saying?
Well, he says the six new regions that were created deserve appropriate infrastructure for the equation. He says a future NDC government would ensure that they provide better infrastructure for these six new regions that we created. He says that he's also promising the people that the NDC, if an NDC government is elected, it will allow Muslims in the country an extra Eid holiday. And he says that is important because some of them are unable to enjoy the holidays due to the sighting of the moon, and that if an NDC government is elected in December, it would provide an extra Eid holiday.
That's Maxwell Akbagba reporting from the Northeast region, and that's it for our election headquarters. When we come back, we'll take a short break. When we come back in our climate focus series today, we'll tell you how Ghana is losing about 10% of its indigenous tree species due to deforestation.
When budgets are tight and money difficult to come by, you want to be sure you get the best value for your money. These are not times to be spending money fixing expensive engine problems because of cheap fuel and lubricants. Drive to a Petrosol station today and buy your quality fuel and lubricants, and rest assured of fuel that lasts long and lubricants that prevent expensive engine problems. Hear the sound. Petrosol, clean fuel in full quantity.
Ghana, it's a saying. Do you have a human resource technology or AI-inspired product or service the world should know about? Join visionaries behind some of today's cutting-edge AI and HR technologies at the Global Conference on Human Resources in Africa on October 24th and 25th at the prestigious Labadi Beach Hotel. Showcase your product or service and let's explore the emergence and dynamics of AI and HR technologies in Africa. Benefits of sponsoring and exhibiting include direct access to a global community of forward-thinking HR professionals, widespread recognition, enhanced brand visibility and influence in the HR sector, plus demo your tech product and tool at our educational seminar and let participants interact with it firsthand. Hear from our keynote speaker, Johnny C. Taylor Jr., President and CEO of Sherm Global, and other distinguished speakers. Sponsors and partners include Rigroll Solutions Limited, Access Pension Trust, Delta Airlines, Adansi Travels, National Labor Commission, Sherm Global, Sherm Forum Ghana, CIHRM Ghana, strategic HR professionals, and more. Visit gchrafrica.com to register today or call 055-408-1727 for more information. Be part of this transformative gathering to empower Africa's workforce. See you there.
They're luckiest.
*712#.
Luck is everywhere for everyone, yeah.
Here's to to the friends who dialed *712# and found no regrets. To the investors who struck gold. To the health workers who diagnosed luck with precision. To the tough guy who couldn't hold back his tears. To the passionate fan who couldn't contain his joy. To the seamstress who turned her hard-earned stitches into a bundle of happiness. And now, here's to you. Your next big win is right here.
Luck is
Dial *712# now join in the luckiest winning celebration every 1st July 2024 over dial *712# now akoso auto ticket no as a group individual and as a, even as a community now win is sika kesie prizes are kesie in the community draw or go for the grand draw on the 30th of November 2024 unlock your luck with *712# now join in the winning streak now.
The luckiest
*712#
luck is everywhere for everyone, yeah. The luckiest.
Borak is here with sports.
Yes, Hannah. So finally, the uncertainty is over as CAF has approved the Accra Sports Stadium to host Ghana's match against Sudan in the 2025 AFCON qualifier. It is understood that the National Sports Authority addressed the issues at the venue following CAF's inspection last weekend. Joy Sports Muftar Nabila Abdullahi has more.
I don't think prophecy should tell me which way I should vote for.
When the inspecting team arrived at the stadium, they noticed that the technical benches were not up to the standard required to host Category 3 matches. The showers, as well as the washrooms, were all not in good condition. CAF asked the Ghana Football Association to ensure these were fixed before a license would be given for Ghana to be able to host Sudan in Accra. And all these, per Joy Sports sources, were fixed on Sunday and on Monday, and CAF has granted a temporal license for Ghana to be able to host its match day 3 in the 2025 African Cup of Nations qualifiers against Sudan in Accra. It is the first time the Accra Sports Stadium will be hosting an AFCON qualifier since March 2021, when Ghana beat Sao Tome and Principe 3-1.
Yeah, so that's the report by the reigning GJA Sports Journalist of the Year, Muftar Nabila Abdullahi.
That was some good news for Ghana.
Yeah, good news
now.
Exactly for Ghana.
It's time for fact checking now, and today we are focusing on some recent claims made by independent presidential candidate Alan Chemating on the 2020 elections. Head of our research desk, Raymond Akwa, joins me with more on the claims and verdicts. Raymond, what exactly did Alan say, and what is the verdict?
Now, first, he claimed that there is no constitutional basis for the establishment of an economic management team.
It is nowhere in our constitution that any government should have an economic management team. And in that regard, a team that is chaired by the vice president.
This is true. Unlike bodies like the Cabinet and Council of State, the economic management team is not established by the constitution. That's the 1992 constitution. Indeed, there are no constitutional restrictions on who can be appointed to the EMT. Also, of course, it doesn't have constitutional procedures established in the 1992 constitution. Now, Mr. Chemating also stated that 10 million out of the 17 million registered voters in 2020 were aged between 18 and 35.
If you look at the voter statistics for the 2020 general election, out of the 17 million registered voters, 10 million out of that were aged between 18 and 35.
Now, the claim that the youth population between the ages of 18 and 35 that were on the electoral roll in 2020 was 10 million is false. According to data from the Electoral Commission, the population between that age group, that's 18 and 35, on the 2020 register was rather 9.3 million.
Thank you very much, Raymond Akwa. A new training initiative is equipping conservation practitioners and managers with innovative approaches to preserve and rejuvenate Ghana's endangered tree species and their natural habitat. In our Climate Focus series today, Mahmoud Mohamed Nuruddin explores the critical need for such novel methods and reports.
One-fifth of the Earth's land surface is degraded, affecting the well-being of over 3 billion people. There is a crucial need to restore 1.5 billion hectares of land by 2030. Etuahene Yako from the Resource Management Support Center of the Forestry Commission reflects on the past 20 years.
I mean, the forest was in a far better state as we are seeing today.